I'm Lizzie.
And I'm Izzy, and we need help.
Each week, we stumble through a new book, method, or concept that brings us one step closer to being our best self.
Yes, we make fun of ourselves.
And others.
But mostly just ourselves. So here's to not taking self-help quite so seriously.
Welcome to We Need Help. I'm Lizzie.
And I'm Izzy. And today we're like, we got a bunch of stuff to cover.
We've been on break and we're back.
We're back.
Yay. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding.
We don't have any April Fool's jokes or anything. Like, no.
No. And like, I also, I did want to bring up something on like before you hit record, but It's now starting to piss me off that people are shaming people for doing the pregnancy April Fool's.
That's a good joke.
Yeah. It is a great joke. And like, I'm sorry if you can't have a child. I don't mean anything bad about that. I'm just trying to freak out my mom.
Yeah. And we're going to discuss like this upcoming season is the grief that I have around not having a child, but I still think that's a funny joke.
Like, yeah.
I'm not like offended because of that.
It's making me feel bad.
Yeah.
And I think that's maybe what it was supposed to do, like, because it makes them feel bad or something like that. But I like, that was my go-to forever.
Yeah. 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 The fake pregnancy.
The fake pregnancy. I mean, I faked more pregnancies.
Yeah. I mean, I used to earn a living that way, you know?
How do you think I got a hold of Jason? I mean, duh. I actually had to fake not being pregnant. Oh, that's good. That's so good.
In Poland, April Fool, we don't have April Fools. We have it's called Wet Monday. Can't make this up. And
you sprung this on me right before we hit record. And then it was like you fucking sucker punched me with Wet Monday. And then you hit record. And I was like all disorganized and disarray. What the hell is Wet Monday? And this is the first time I've ever wanted to be Polish.
Oh, yeah. So, well, it's you douse people with water. It's like a fertility thing. And it's like, whatever, it's around, it's pagan probably, but you douse people with water. And if you don't get doused, if you're a lady and you don't get doused, you have like bad luck. You have a dry year.
Okay. Wet Monday
year.
Sounds fucking awesome. Yeah. Do you just spray people random?
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, in the countryside, it's like people take buckets and just like, poof. And then there was a year where like people would run into trams and buses with buckets and just douse people on the front. And then, when we were growing up, it was like a thing. Like my dad would come with a glass of water and that's like how we would get woken up. So, and my dad had
dad's like, you're getting, if it's up to me, you're getting laid this year. Is that?
it's like fertility, prosperity, like all of it. Let the floodgates open. But my dad would do a little trick on my mom where he would tape, you know how like sinks have the thing that you press so the water comes out?
Yeah.
My dad would tape it. And so when my mom would turn on the water, it would just like, or there would there's like creative ways. So like my dad would also like put a cup of water, like the door would be open just like a little bit and he'd have
water
and then you'd open it and the cup would fall on you. Like there's like this contest of like who can get the most creative way of dousing somebody.
Oh my God. This sounds like Wet Monday. I am in.
Okay, good.
I'm going to wear all white and I'm going to get pregnant. All right.
Kill two birds with one stone there.
You get wet and then you get wet. Oh my God. I love it. I love it. Well, I mean, I have missed you so much.
Yeah. Same. I missed recording. I missed this. I missed like becoming a better person. Cause that's, you know, essentially every week we're like working on ourselves. So it was like a month of just like being a horrible human. And
Just walking around and spitting in people's face. It was awful.
Yeah. It was like great, but it was bad.
Yeah. You know what? Every now and again, I think there should be like a good week and a half, at least maybe a month. Let's just do it where we're not good people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're actually worse. We try like our best to be bad people.
Okay.
You want to do that? Are you in?
I'm in. It's like an evil month.
Yeah, just one evil month. That's 11 good, one evil.
Yeah, and we can do a month every year, just depending on how we're feeling. Yeah,
you don't let people merge. You don't like the. You have, you know, if somebody says, "Can you do me a favor?" and you're like, "No,"
yeah,
just instantly knee jerk reaction. Just everything's a no. No favors, no nice things. You actually shut the door for elderly people in front of them. Close it and lock it.
Sounds good.
Really good.
Sounds good.
And then that way, if somebody's a dick to you, you could be like, oh, it's probably their evil month.
Yeah, it's their evil month. Yeah. We started it. It's their evil month. It's fine.
Yeah. You're welcome. All right. Well, that's
we got like a new springtime. Like we got a new season coming. What do we got going on this month?
Oh my God. Well, we have, first of all, did you know that it's 2 years since the separation of my narcissistic friend and I?
Oh
yeah.
Have you had any contact or anything or?
No contact. Oh my God. It's been wonderful. But I will say all of her flying monkeys, one by one, have come to me and apologized and said that they see her clearly. And it feels so good.
It feels validating, doesn't it?
Very validating. And I want to do a recap on narcissism, because if you're in a narcissistic relationship right now, and you feel crazy and you feel like you can't do anything right, you can get out of it and you can feel so much better. And like, if you're feeling nutty, it's probably not you, because narcissists never feel nutty. They feel like they know everything, or they can't be the problem. So if you feel crazy in a friendship, you might be in friendship with a narcissist or in a relationship.
Yeah. Let's do a recap. That's awesome.
Yeah. Hey guys, remember to go to We Need Help, the podcast, for all different kinds of stuff like our swag. You can find the episodes, you can find the books that we're focusing on, all the methodologies. Please go to We Need Help, the podcast today, and enjoy the rest of the episode. Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but we actually, you know, remember when I don't remember what episode it was, but we talked about micro penises. Do you remember?
Yeah, we touched on them briefly.
Very briefly touched. Very,
it was just like a quick comment.
In and out. Yeah, it was just, so we have gotten a lot of attention from the micro penis,
community.
So we actually got like a micro penis guy got into our DMs. Many of them did, but one got through and asked us for some major advice. Like, should they just give up on like casual sex and just get like together for marriage? And so you were in Italy on a very, very short gondola. No, I'm just kidding. You were in Italy, so you couldn't answer. So Jason and I kind of brainstormed to give this guy some advice.
Yeah.
I mean, we really did. And of course, you know, I'm horrible. I'm the worst person to ask about a micro penis, because I just am a horrible person. But Jason's not. So he was like, you know, just tell him to focus on the things he can control, like his oral game.
Yeah.
You know, Jason's like, just trying everything. There are other ways to pleasure a woman, and then blah, 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 you know. So I responded with like, you know, a very caring, nice message, like, hey, you can just do this, maybe focus on that. You know, of course, I wanted to say, like, if you become like a billionaire, it might not even be a worry.
There is one solution to that.
There is only one solution to a micropenis, and that comes with a lot of zeros. Yeah. But that's not even the case. That's no amount of money matters if you can't ring my bell.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking as you're speaking now, though, that I'm sure there's people who, because there's, you know, different strokes for different folks. So I'm sure there's
I did do that. I said, hey, there's a community out there that of women that don't like penetration.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a lot of women have had trauma and they're just not. That's not even
like what you like is what you like. Maybe
what you like is what you like.
Yeah. So that's
like some women can actually be stimulated through like solely by their nipples or solely by whatever. So there's different strokes for different folks and there's somebody for everybody.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I put a lot of like intention into this message when I sent it.
Yeah.
It was like the sweetest message I had, which included all of that. But then he started writing back and then he, without my consent, sent pictures of the micropenis.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. It oddly wasn't very intimidating. I've gotten dick pics from people that were not, asked for.
I didn't know that was still a thing, like the unsolicited picture.
Dick pic.
Like, why is that still a thing? Like, are you alive on this planet? Do you know that that is like a wrong thing to do?
I have never met a woman that's like, oh, let me see that.
I wonder if the unsolicited DP is some form of exerting control where we have none. Right. So like, I'm going to control this.
It's eye rape.
Unsolicited. Yeah. So it's interesting.
Yeah. Stop. We got to stop the eye rape because it is like, it's not cool. And I was like, I mean, again, it was a lot less intimidating than a huge dick pic. I don't know why.
I don't. Yeah, it was.
You saw it. What was it like? He had a nice body otherwise.
Yeah, I was like, oh, why? I just didn't understand why. And like, yeah, it's just weird. It's weird. I would love to hear from people who send those pictures why they do it. Does it give you a rush? Like, is it a form of control? Like, what is that all about?
Yeah, it's never been a thing. Like, Are you visually stimulated by a penis?
No.
I like to see a penis. I like to see like someone I know, like am in the room with's penis.
Mm-hmm.
But like a nice big one is good of someone I know. And have consented.
Anyone
to.
You know?
Not anyone that I'm like also naked with.
Yes, gotcha.
No, like
just to clarify.
Just a random dick pic. I've never been like, oh, I'm now in the mood for that.
And I would also like to hear if there's any women that are like, oh, you know,
dick
like
pick me.
Yeah.
Dick pick me up. Pick me up. Come, dick, pick me up.
Raise it down the stream. Barely.
What if like somebody's feeling down and they like just feel like you could send them a random dick pic? Okay, next time I'm kind of blue, send me a dick pic. Okay, and I'll see if I feel better.
See, you're just opening up Pandora's box.
I know you did not want to say box at this point.
It's going to be flooded now, like flooded. Oh, well, a follower is a follower.
The sponsors don't care.
Please like and subscribe.
it really does it for us. It really does. If you send us a dick pic, you have to at least subscribe.
I would like an unsolicited like and subscribe.
That turns me on.
That turns me on. No, oh no. God. Don't like and subscribe.
Oh, let me see that subscribe.
Oh. No, don't like and subscribe.
Oh, no, I can't. Oh, okay. Wow. Now that you subscribed.
Oh, my all right, God. Let's move on.
Oh, please say it. Are you over the micro penis guy?
I'm over it.
He went on. No, he went on. He sent us those pictures. That was only the half of it. He went on and bought a DILF hat, a dad I'd like to fuck hat.
Yeah.
A DILF hat. And I thought that was kind of, I don't know, an empty promise. Or was that wishful thinking?
I don't know.
And then he even gave to our Patreon account, which we don't even do anymore.
It goes straight into our account though. So thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. We do appreciate it. But he did that. And then he got mad because I wasn't responding to any of the messages because I saw him ramping up and he was getting like beside himself that we weren't like messaging. Then he wanted a refund on the DILF hat, which is my favorite. It's so good.
I think.
But we couldn't refund him. Oh no, we did refund him.
I think the hat now is going to Jason, which is great.
Yeah, Jason's getting the hat.
He's rightful owner.
Thanks a lot, micro penis guy. Now he's going to be wearing that around.
Oh. God bless him.
Oh, God bless him.
Go ahead.
So that happened. Micro penis guy happened. And we decided this month that we're going to do mommy wounds.
We're going to do hard stuff like this whole season, I think. But yeah, so we're going to do mommy issues, mom stuff. We're doing grief from not having children. So like in regrets, you know, tied up.
Regrets. I know that.
Yeah. What else are we doing?
We're doing quantum healing hypnotic therapy episode with my acquaintance. She's a practice, a level 2 practicer of QHHT. And so she's going to be on and explain all of that to us. And I've heard it's like mind blowing.
Okay. I'm like free to be a guinea pig. I don't mind getting hypnotized and whatever.
Okay.
I'm happy to do that. And I think this is going to come and do like soul contracts, right? And explain what those are. And
she doesn't know it yet, but yeah, she is our Candace Tranter, who is one of my favorite soulmates, who has helped me through a lot of my bullshit in the last year. She's going to come and talk about soul contracts and how you can free yourself from them and stuff like that. So yeah, that's a big one. A big one.
I feel like I have some of those because there's things I want to be freed of, but I can't seem to get free of them. So that's probably a soul contract, right?
Yeah. You feel like if you feel obligations to like, let's just say I'm just randomly throwing it out. Like, okay, I had soul contracts that I didn't realize from the time of like conception with my parents.
Yeah.
You know, that I had signed on. I have fulfilled those, you know, like, and they have fulfilled theirs with me. So separating that and fulfilling them and freeing yourself of them really, really helps from an energetic level.
That's cool. I can't wait to hear more about it. Like, yay.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. I can't wait to hear mother wounds because you were talking to me about your mom. Not badly, but you were just talking about some of the issues that come up inside of you when your mom's around.
Yeah.
And I know every single one of my friends and my, like, I mean, all of us, even my mom herself had mother wounds.
Yeah.
And like, they really, really are hard to overcome. And I think that if you don't, you suffer a lot. And then you make the mistakes of them.
Yeah. Other people. Exactly. So I'm really looking forward to healing that.
Yeah, me too.
It's going to be a good season.
It's going to be good. If anybody wants to, we're going to do a recap and a revisit on narcissism, because I would like to say I am so happy and freed from learning about narcissism and how to recognize it and how to heal from it and what it does to you, that I think that we need to do a whole recap on that. It's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yay. Good. I'm excited. Well, I love you.
I love you too. And I am so excited about this season and to be back.
Me too. So happy Wet Monday.
Oh my God. I love this. Happy Wet Monday. And I'll see you next Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us this week on We Need Help, the podcast.
Make sure to like, subscribe, like again, our YouTube channel, our Instagram, follow us wherever you can. It really, really helps us out and ensures that you won't miss any future episodes. So, yep, thanks to you, we can keep going.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.